Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. And our co-host, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage, as always, is here too. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. I will apologize for the rerun we had to do last week. Even in radio, there are technical difficulties and corrupted files, and occasionally in every industry things are going to happen.
You know what, technology is great when it works, but guess what, that's what IT departments have been created for,
when
right?
It fails.
So we're back though with new content. We are here playing, and there is a lot to talk about. I tell you what, the water's in the ditches, people have been burning weeds, lawns are greening up.
Yep.
This is when I start to get really ramped up and excited.
Y'all, I mean, stuff that Brent's been out there doing. We get to see all those actions actually happening. The green grasses, the tulips coming up. It's what? Easter weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, and we'll probably need to get Brent back in here because holy cow, does that stuff come quick.
I mean,
you get that fertilizer on and it's growing, and for us with homeowners that are out of state and moving and estate sales, Brent is really an invaluable piece of that team and really helps us keep those properties in line. And there's a lot more to think about, but I'll tell you what, the houses look good and people are buying. I mean, that condo in Mediterranean Villas we talked about the last couple of weeks sold. Brand new listing on Everett sold. The house we had for 520 out on Badger View sold. I mean, things are moving low.
The market is busy.
So it's really definitely just that time of season, and we're happy to do that. So I had some great feedback from people that were listening that Facebooked us and wrote us and said, I love the new segment about the national news, the half off, the luxury homes. And so
that's crazy. That is crazy.
With that trend, today we're gonna talk about a sale. I don't mean to pile on top of a guy that had a tough week.
I just want to know, did anybody lease Ozzy's house?
Nobody called me.
$40,000 to lease Ozzy Osbourne's house.
Yep. Nobody called me about that, but somebody that was in the news this week, it might not have been for what we wanted him to be, but Nicolas Cage was in a little bit of trouble, I understand. Mm-hmm. But just a little bit in his continuing real estate saga, this guy collected homes like he collected cars, which in the last couple of years might not have been the best investment. So recently in Middleton, Rhode Island, 27-acre estate. He recently sold it for $6.2 million, and he had purchased that property in July of 07 for $15 million.
Oh, that is brutal.
Took a $9.5 million loss on that baby.
Yeah, take a bath.
So anyway, there are some luxury buyers out there that are getting some amazing deals. They did note that that was slightly above Middleton's median home value of $367,000. So
slightly above.
Nice. Well, I guess that would be some kind of irony as far as taxing the wealthy right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there was definitely
15 to 6.
That was a big hit.
We should take up a collection and send him some back teams.
So we definitely, there's definitely, you know, been in those high-end markets, crazy real estate stories. I've definitely got plenty of material to add that as our fun segment to the show. But back to our local market and talking a little bit about some of our median values here. We definitely have had a lot of time to really analyze what's going on. First quarter numbers are in. We talked a little bit about that, but basically we were looking at 548 homes recorded sold in the first quarter of this year. Now, that was down significantly from a year ago. 665 was the number a year ago. So we're looking at about a 20 to 22% decrease. But As we've talked about on the show, we knew a lot of that was generated on first quarter tax credits last year. Mm-hmm. And so the exact same numbers are reflected. We talked a little bit with Jeff Losey at the Home Builders Association, and they're seeing almost the exact same trend happening with their numbers with housing starts. The good news, though, is because of our inventory and because of our sales, is our average sold price in that first quarter was $197,500, up 5% over last year's $187,800. So kind of like we talked about early in the year when we had some of those year-long predictions, forecasts, mm-hmm. we're definitely still forecasting mild appreciation for our market, which compared to everything else is way better than the losses that we've heard people talk about. Things are still looking strong. In the last 30 days, the homes that have gone under contract, so the homes that have hit the market, people have decided to buy, in the last 30 days, that average days on the market has been 53 days. That means people are seeing value in what's coming on the market, and there are buyers out there looking for a good deal, and it's happening like we talked about, like we want it to happen mm-hmm. on the show in the first couple months. So,
and that's all the local stuff. I've actually got a couple real estate figures I want to throw out there. Last Tuesday and Wednesday, there were some national numbers that came out, and the building permits were up, housing starts were up, and existing home sales were up nationally, too. So that is a good reflection. Even though we're on a little bit of an island here in Tri-Cities and insulated from a lot of these national numbers, the national statistics are showing an increase, too. So that's fantastic momentum.
It really is. And so finally, some of the pain that some of the other people are going through looks like might be easing slightly. And so it'll be interesting to see how that happens. We still just get shocks and awes from people that are, you know, moving here and yeah. see the housing prices and what they have done. And
right.
it's just very fortunate. And, you know, we've had a great market and still got great valuations and great demand. And so.
And rates are crazy still. They're still ridiculously low. We'll talk about those in a little bit. But
let's talk about it now.
There's reason for people to be buying right now.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a little bit of this first segment? Give us a little bit of the lending update, what we should know, what's happening at Cobalt, and where we're at with rates.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you what, with rates right now, I'm just going to throw some stuff out there so that people can understand the statistical side. I don't want to put everybody to sleep, but the regulations have gotten so sticky that this is how I have to disclose right now. First off, my MLO license number 50685, I need to throw that out there because we are state and nationally licensed. Most loan officers are, some aren't, but you might want to check on that. A conventional 30-year fixed right now is about 4.875 with an APR of 5.019. We have to disclose APR. An FHA loan right now is at about 4.75 on a 30-year fixed with a 5.911 APR. That's because of that upfront mortgage insurance premium that you have to add into on FHA loans. Here is what we have to assume. This is kind of crazy, but I want to read this to you. All rates assume the following. 25-day lock, 1% loan origination, no discount points. That would be what you would do to buy a rate down if you want to get a better rate. Purchase transaction, single family residence, primary residence, full doc income, not including any add-ons to rates or fees, or such as cash out refinances, second homes, investment property, second mortgages, and that county loan limits apply. So if you're calling somebody and you're saying, hey, what's your interest rate today?
What's the rate?
Technically, per our guidelines in our industry, that is what every lender has to be disclosing per all the new state regulations and federal regulations. It's amazing. But call me, Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. And we can help you get you into a home and get you approved. But
you know,
that's where rates are right now.
It's a wonder your head didn't explode.
It's amazing. I know. So when I tell you rates are trending down or rates are trending up, it has a lot to do with what the bond market is doing, what's going on with QE2, if the Fed's still buying treasuries. So there's so much statistical information that we digest every day so that we can make sure we're working in our client and customer's best interest to get them into the best loan for what they're specifically trying to accomplish. How about that?
Well, how about that? The only thing I could think of the last 30 seconds is I was thinking of Scott in his office with somebody calling in and they're asking what the rate is. Scott gives him a rate.
Oh, I love that.
And
I love that phone call.
And then Scott goes, please hold. And he pushes a button. And like that
with the disclosures.
That radio guy just shoots off in like 10 seconds. All the disclosures.
I know.
All
it's
the,
crazy.
All the disclosures.
You know, what I like to ask people when they say, hey, what's your interest rate? I like to ask them, why is that important to you?
Right.
Because what's really most important is, where their comfort level lies with their home expense, with their housing expense on a monthly basis. Right. And then let's start there and then find out what they're trying to accomplish, how much loan their income profile will support, and then kind of work it backwards so that we can say, all right, if that's your comfort level, then let's make sure that we're paying attention to that and not approving you for a payment that's twice as much as you're really comfortable with or want. And then they're out looking for a house that they spend a bunch of time. And then they find out, oh, well, my payment's going to be, you know, $500, $600 more than I want. Well, now you just wasted all that time looking at the wrong price range.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not only wasting their time, but we're not going to ever waste Lance's time. So they're not allowed to be in his car unless they're properly qualified, know what they want so that they can specifically tell him, this is what I'm looking for. Please help me find it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of the reasons why we ask as many questions as we can to do it right the first time at Cobalt Mortgage.
No, that is a great, great, great example of how you should do it and how you should go about doing it. And we get people doing that all the time.
Nobody's ever questioned you of not being thorough, have they?
Well, why would you want to tell somebody that they're approved for them to later find out that they're not approved for what they're looking at, or that their house payment or their closing costs is going to be higher by thousands in their closing costs than what they were expecting?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, over the last 18 years I've been doing this locally here in Tri-Cities, I hear horror stories all the time of people that get to closing, and all of a sudden they're like, well, where's that extra $1,500 coming from? Or, what do you mean that's $2,300 more than the last estimate that you gave me? Where's that coming from?
Right.
And they better be able to explain it, or they better be explaining it or going over, you know, if there's a difference in taxes or the amount of reserves that need to be collected way in advance. Surprises at the last minute, we never, ever want to see.
No.
Definitely. And yeah, that is the thing. It's all in the detail.
It's in the plan. It's
and so one of the things that we're going to talk about after the break is some of those details. Years ago, I learned some great, great tips from somebody by the name of Dave Ramsey. I'm going to repurpose some of those tips about selling homes. I thought it was a great lesson to remind people, you know, some advice that some other people have given, how that relates to our industry, is something I learned from being in one of those classes. And so after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about how to think like a retailer when you're selling your house. We're going to take a trip to the mall, and we're going to look at some of those houses in the display
window. I like that. That's great.
After the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We had Mr. Scott Ridgway earlier explaining to us some of the disclaimers. I'm wondering if I should develop a disclaimer for this whole show.
I know the technical side of this thing gets kind of ridiculous, but it is what it is.
Wow.
We gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, yes, we do. Definitely, and I'm sure that's only an indication of more things to come, at least for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
So leading up to this, I said, let's talk about what if your home was at the mall? Say, what if your home was one of those display cases when you're walking through the mall?
A kiosk, possibly.
And you look and you walk by one, Scott, a little bit, and you see in those nice glassy displays next to the mannequins, you just see a couple little tumbleweeds just popping up there around their toes. Maybe some garbage left in the corner.
That'd make me start thinking.
I mean, if you saw that...
Maybe the neighbor's dog has been paying you visits.
If you saw that in the display case in an environment like that that is so clean, it would be strange.
It might be a reflection on how they run their business.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know...
It very well could be.
We definitely talk. I took a class once, and, you know, Dave Ramsey talks a lot about real estate and stuff, and we took a class once where he talked about it, and it was really good because it reinforced a lot of the principles we know as professionals, but to hear it from somebody else with a little different twist always kind of makes people think. So he always says, think like a retailer does. Think like you're walking through the mall and your house is going to be in that display case. He always says, one of his famous lines is, you can buy a lot of paint for $1,000. I mean, if you when you think about it, you know, paint on a fence, or if you've got the time and you're really serious about maximizing this and making the move, you can put in a lot of late nights and early mornings with a paintbrush and a paint can and you know, cleaning up flower beds. So that's huge. So one of the most important aspects of that preparation is curb appeal. Doing the lawn maintenance, getting the front door, you know, up to speed, putting the extra higher wattage light bulbs into your lights. Sometimes we don't think about that, but a lot of times people are using, nothing against them because I'm all for the lower bills and the green, but the roundy round squiggly fluorescent light bulbs, they look a little bit funny. You know, and if those are in all of your can lights and you're saving energy, that is not a great way to present a home. It's just there is something about that 100-watt floodlight that just bathes that room
and warms it up.
In a ton of light and warms it up. That is one of the cheapest things that you can do to better present the house. Just one of those details that you can do. So,
well, think about what it's costing you in additional light electricity. You know, maybe it's $100 over the time you're selling your house, and what's the difference in negotiated price that you're going to get for that home?
And so that's just a huge, huge thing. Making sure that those light bulbs, the wattages are upped a little bit, everything is bright, there's no burnt out light bulbs, and you've painted and touched up where you can. That right there is probably the best return on investment that you're going to be able to get. Mowing that lawn the extra time, maybe it's mowing it twice a week instead of once a week, you know, just to kind of keep things
pruning rose bushes,
keep things really, really in line. So that's huge. The next thing that he always says, you know, in his classes, make sure it's listed on the internet and not just the basics. Make sure it's not just on Craigslist. You know, make sure it's on Zillow. Make sure it's on Trulia. You know, make sure it's on Realtor.com. Really going out there and getting it on those 20 major websites and displayed so that no matter what, when you type in the address of that home, you're going to find it.
So let me ask you, Lance, I'm going to put you on the spot on this one because I know it's not in your paperwork, but you go to tremendous effort when you take a listing, and I know you've talked about it on prior shows. When you take a listing, just off the top of your head, where are some of the places that you make sure that these homes, when you list it, show up?
Well, those are the biggest ones that I just listed. Zillow is huge. In fact, they're starting to rival Realtor.com as one of the most traffic sites. In fact, they're about to do an IPO. They just announced that they're going to do an IPO and raise some more capital. And that's really a Washington State homegrown company. That's in Seattle. So you've got Realtor.com as the most trafficked website. And that really, you know, the consumers are searching on. Zillow is second to that. Trulia is another huge up-and-comer. Craigslist is also just really become a force for people searching locally. Those are the biggest four that you don't want to miss out on.
And your marketing expert on your team gets those put on there immediately as soon as you take that listing.
It is, and what the crazy part about it is, it's not though just the initial getting them on there. I tell you what, it drives me nuts sometimes, but these websites are not perfect. The content will change. They will pull misinformation from maybe county websites and combine them with a realtor feed. So it's not just the initial inputting, but the maintenance of that and following up on that. You know, I mean, there's nothing worse than a week later, I don't know why, I've tried to call the technical support, and, you know, you'll put in two baths, and then a week later, it'll be changed to one bath. You know, maybe their logarithm or however they do it pulled then county data that said it was 1.5 baths, but it didn't recognize that half bath or 3/4. So it just put it back to one when actually it's 2 baths.
So you have somebody that's continuously monitoring your listings and making sure that information is accurate all the time.
It's actually a position that we've had to hire. And I can guarantee you at some point, at some time every day, there is something that's not accurate. We just try to change it as fast as possible and keep up with it as fast as possible. And so it's really become a full another position in our team. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's such an important part of the business that, that we've really had to put a focus there.
Well, that's huge to make our listeners aware of how much effort you go to make sure that when they're listing their property with you, that you're staying on top of the details so that people are getting accurate information that are looking for a home like that.
You're exactly right. Another couple things that you can really do to light, just add gasoline to the fire, as John always says, cooking with gas.
Love it.
Is, for instance, we have a home, a bigger home. We've talked about it on the show before. It's out on Carr Road, a little bit north of Pasco. This is on 5 acres, motorcycle track. The owners have really gotten super, super serious about just getting this thing moved. We did a $20,000 price reduction. We're now down to $475,000 on that home for over 4,400 square feet, completely remodeled in 03, plus a huge shop. And then on top of that, one of the things that we've suggested and looked at for what we can do is they've agreed to let the new owners live in that home and make their mortgage payments for the summer. We're calling it our live the summer for free.
Wow.
In this new home. So they're going to hold back at escrow 4 months of mortgage payments, and with those loan programs that allow that, and they're going to let that person on top of having the $20,000 price reduction get into that home, get settled, and absorb some of those first 3 month expenses. You're going to need to buy blinds and new furniture, mm-hmm. and so for the first 4 months they're going to make those mortgage payments.
And so this has to be somebody that's approved with a lender, has completely qualified for their loan, everything is signed off, not somebody that's just looking for free rent for 4 months.
Exactly. You're exactly right. They're going to purchase the home, and we're going to, from the proceeds that the seller gets at escrow, they're going to do an escrow holdback so that money is there to make those payments for the next 4 months.
That's perfect.
And so it's a great thing, and this is just one of the things that we suggest when sellers are like, let's move it, and let's move it quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are some of the incentives that we can offer. Also, sometimes on condo associations, the owner, when they're selling, does an added perk, will pay the homeowner's dues for the next 2 years. You know, pay those up front. So there's ways that you can add in some extras in this market to really just get cooking, get your property noticed, and get it moved quickly.
Well, and it sure tells you that these sellers are serious about moving that property as well.
That's exactly right.
That's great.
Now, Scott, I know you've talked to us a little bit about where things have been going, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
As we wrap up here today, what else do we need to know about lending and Cobalt Mortgage right now?
Well, Cobalt Mortgage has a whole lot of conduits, which is where we place loans, because we're the largest privately owned mortgage banking firm in the state of Washington. We do everything in-house. So from me meeting with our clients all the way to funding their loan and drawing their documents prior to that, obviously, and closing mm-hmm. everything, we do it all in-house. That helps us to be very quick, very efficient. A 20-day close is not unrealistic for us. So if there's somebody out there that needs to get a loan closed very quickly, we can let you know what you need to get us and move right through it super, super efficiently. The other thing that we're doing is we watch the bond market very, very tightly. We've got, honestly, CNBC is a great place to stay up on what the stocks and the bonds are doing, because that's what moves the market. You probably noticed that we had an over 200-point sell-off in the Dow, and then we had a rally come on back this last week, and then the stocks were back up. What that did is it created a dip in the bond market yields, and what that does is it creates great rates for a 2 to 3 day window. That's what we're always watching for our clients. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important to have a mortgage plan, so that when those dips occur, we're ready to lock their loan in, and we know how long a lock we need, so the time frame to closing, so that we can make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity to get our clients the best interest rates that the market will allow. So that's something that we do every day at Cobalt, and I think that's one of the big differences between maybe a big box bank and somebody like us, is we're a lot more nimble and we can move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. And that's important. Those mm-hmm. are dollars and cents on your monthly mortgage payment.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a plan going, give me a call, Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. It doesn't cost you a dime to talk to me. We'll help you get a plan in place and get working on getting you in Lance's car so that he can be out showing you your next home.
Absolutely. We totally appreciate all of that, Scott. Thank you for working. I know with the market getting crazy, there's some weekend times added in there, and we've been putting you on overtime with some of these buyers. But thanks for getting us those quick pre-approvals. That always makes our job easier on the real estate side, so we can get our buyers out there and then get the offers accepted once we write them. That
get
makes,
the people in
that
the
makes
homes.
A huge, huge difference.
It's that time of the year. We love working hard for our clients and for all you guys.
So we will be back next week. I will start searching through the archives and the news stories this week to find that next crazy real estate story for next week. And we look forward to helping all of our buyers and sellers this week. As always, give me a call at 727-8977 or visit us at kenmoreteam.com.
That's right. We'll be back next Saturday right here on News Talk 870.